And ladies and gentlemen, for many years, America's consumers have been helping to create job opportunities for workers overseas at the expense of American workers. It has got to the point that American-made products are hard to find, and that's especially true in major retail stores. Now, in order to change this situation and help create jobs for Americans, I urge you to go out of your way to purchase products with a Made in the USA label. Through our purchasing power, we can certainly accomplish the following. Number one, create a demand for American-made items. Number two, support products made in the USA by small and large companies, non-union and union, and the self-employed. Number three, maintain the jobs presently employing Americans. And number four, expand employment opportunities as businesses see a demand for products made here in the USA. Now, with more employment opportunities, America's economy can be revitalized and more people get back to work. And number five, restore a more reasonable balance between imported and American-made items in every store across the USA. The bottom line is, as you consider making your purchase, look at the labels to see if they are imported and look to see if competitive American-made items are available for you to consider. This is a time of great change in America, and it's really up to the American people to support the businesses manufacturing here in the USA and the people they are employing. Imported items will always be sold in America. However, imported items should not be almost 90% of what is available at most stores where we shop. Until we see a fair balance between American-made and imported items at all stores, I urge you to direct your purchasing power to products with a Made in the USA label. If we want positive change to happen, we, America's consumers, have to be the driving force. This is Michael Blihosh, and as always, I appreciate receiving your comments and suggestions. You can email me at AmericanWorkersNeedYou.com, where you can also read and print out copies of my commentaries and email them to your family members and friends. You can also contact me from MichaelSupportsAmerica.com.